From Tiny Puppy to Extraordinary Partnership, A Day in the Life of Joel Young. The approximate length of this recording is 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
From Tiny Puppy to Extraordinary Partnership. Husband and wife Pat and Dennis from Edinburgh and their guide dog Beryl are one of only two dual partnerships in the UK. Beryl was named through our Name a Puppy scheme by Apache North Sea in Aberdeen. Beryl has been trained to walk with Pat and Dennis, both individually and together. This is only possible in very special circumstances. Dennis explains, "Both Pat and myself have had our own guide dogs before, but I had a 30-year break. It was only when I lost 40% of my hearing that I decided to get in touch with guide dogs again. We weren't keen on having two dogs, partly for convenience and finding someone to look after both dogs when we were on holiday, but also because we're often together. In the past, when we were out together, we would often lose each other. Sometimes we would only be several feet away from one another, and it could be very frustrating. Having Beryl by our side ensures this never happens now. We qualified with Beryl just before Christmas, and it's amazing the difference she has made already. Pat and I have been together for 18 years. Now we share our greatest gift, the wonderful Beryl." Included here is a photograph of Pat and Dennis with yellow Labrador guide dog Beryl. A day in the life of Access and Information Empowerment Officer Joel Young. 14 years ago, Joel embarked on a placement in the guide dog's communications team while studying for his degree. It clearly left a positive impression on him, as since then he has worked for the charity in various roles and become a guide dog owner himself. Joel is now one of two people in the new role of Access and Information Empowerment Officer. "I'm very passionate about helping guide dog owners with access issues," Joel says, "and that is exactly what a key part of the role entails, but with the focus on empowering guide dog owners to resolve the issue themselves. Generally, Joel and his colleague Louise receive around 40 to 50 referrals per month. Many are from guide dog owners with access issues. Taxis and restaurants are among the most frequent, but they also get queries from guide dog trainers and from businesses. We then phone the person to understand the issue or query and provide emotional support if needed," Joel explains. "Sometimes we get other teams involved. For instance, safeguarding if an individual is at risk, or the communications team if there's a media angle, or the campaigns team. Social distancing is a hot topic right now for them. Today, for instance, I spoke to a guide dog owner who had been refused access to a supermarket because of the social distancing rules." Joel then supplies the guide dog owner with the information they need, including an access toolkit about access and the law. He says, "The empowerment approach means we give the guide dog owner the information and the confidence to resolve the issue themselves with our ongoing support. We want to give them the understanding that they are best placed to deal with the issue because they have lived it. Once guide dog owners understand the benefits to them, they are very positive. It gives Joel just as much of a buzz when an issue is resolved successfully as it does the guide dog owner. I feel empowered myself," he says. "I love to help people and see results." Included here is a photograph of Joel Young with his German Shepherd Golden Retriever Cross guide dog Eleanor on the steps of 10 Downing Street.